Welcome to this episode of SMP Stories. I'm your host, Director of Training, Ryan Coyman. And with me today here is Aris Ventura. Hopefully I said your name properly.
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. We've known each other for a while, and I was hoping I was saying it right, but I've heard other people pronounce it different ways as well. And so
you did good.
Okay, great, great. So, Aris, what is your official title?
My official title is a product manager with different caps.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and that's perfect. Tell us, what does a product manager do? And I know there's probably no typical dry answer to that, but what does it look like for you?
Well, as a product manager, I supervise and I guide the programs that are assigned to me. So this involves identifying new opportunities, launching new products, and maintaining the existing product lines. And like, I also keep up to date with like OE applications, super sessions, and competitors, of course, to ensure that, you know, profitability and the product lines are up to date and, you know, our competitors are not eating our bread, like we say.
Exactly. So what are some of the product lines that you currently are overseeing?
So I have electronic total bodies. I have parking actuators. I have fuel injectors, GDI injectors. I have fuel pressure pumps, throttle position sensor. In overall, it's like 92 descriptions.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're on your toes because those are kind of newer in some of the categories, right?
Yes. I'm on a very hot spot right now. Yes.
Well, that says a lot about you and the trust that your management team has put you in, right?
Yeah. I thank them for trusting me on this. Well, they helped me a lot. I'm very confident that whenever I kind of unsure on something or any help, I have many hands that can help me here. So that's a good thing.
And that's what's great. And that's kind of probably how we've met over the years of, you know, and some of that stuff. And that's what's great about a company like ours with a lot of different resources and a lot of people that understand the stuff and like, hey, help me answer this. You might know something.
Yes.
You know, right.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody doesn't know, I go to you. And then if you don't know, then you guide me where to go. And then we meet in the middle and then we finally get the answer that we're looking for, which is awesome.
Yeah, great team effort here.
Yes.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
Wow. Well,
you're in LIC. You're in quarters, right? Up on the sixth floor. So.
Yes. So I'm in the epicenter of the communication, and as a product manager as well, we are kind of the epicenter of the communication of different channels where I can have an agenda ready for tomorrow, Wednesday, or for today I had an agenda, but multiple demands, like, for example, we have sometimes emails requesting information from engineers or the sales team needing information or to update or questions or customers meetings, and sometimes we have something scheduled. But at the end of the day, it's a fun day. It's a productive day that gets us where we want to be.
Yeah, because you probably start out your day thinking you're going to do some research and interchanges or something like that, and then all of a sudden the emails start pouring in, and
you have
to take care of the other people, and at the end of the day, you still have to do the other work yet too, right?
Yeah. You know, I get a sales solution inquiry. Oh, how come this? Or what is this? Or what about this application? And then I have to quickly do my research and respond to them because customers come first. So we have to be proactive and be able to balance out all the tasks that we have to do throughout the day.
Correct. Yeah. And like you said, it makes the day go fast, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
In a way, that's kind of nice because it's not like you're staring at the clock, or if you're looking at the clock, you're like, no, I need 4 more hours to get some of this stuff
Oof. Oh yeah. Sometimes I'm the last one leaving here because there's so many things that I have to do before the next day. But it's fun, you know. It's a very for me entertaining position as a product manager because tomorrow would not be the same day as today.
Correct. Yep.
And you know, you have so many different things to do and navigate throughout different departments that you learn new things and then you know, oh, now you know how to do this for a different product line and this,
Yep.
or now you know how to answer to Ryan to that question that he asked me. Now I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, great. So, how long have you been in the automotive industry?
So I've been about 19 years.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah,
Wow.
19 years. I started back in 2005 at a company that no longer exists, R&S Strauss. And from there, I went to AutoZone. And from AutoZone, I was at Advance Auto Parts for a couple of years. Then I went to the OE side for 5 years, and I came to the manufacturing side.
So it's pretty cool though how all of that kind of built you to who you are today, right?
Yes, it's awesome.
You've picked up a lot of knowledge, along the way and
Yeah, no, it's awesome for me because as a female, you know, automotive worker, I would say, I find it rare to find other colleagues with different field in the automotive background, from the aftermarket, from the OE, from being a jobber, from working on different positions, that you learn so many different aspects of what the customer or the technician is looking. And then ending up here is what makes my pipeline, I guess, bittersweet,
Yeah,
I would say.
absolutely. Absolutely. No, and I mentor a lot of young people or people that get in the industry or want to get into the industry and what should I do? And I almost lay out a path similar to what you've already done there. Like, go to the local parts store, get a job delivering parts, understand, that relationship with the end user and the commercial accounts and some of that stuff and the retail customers, and just understand the flow of things and who's asking for what, what's important to them. How do we, so now by the time you get to a product manager position, you understand, oh, wait, they need to order a gasket with that throttle body. How about if we put it in there and make a better value to them, right?
Correct. It's like one of the key things when you want to understand what the customer wants is to be curious, to ask questions when you don't know something that interests you. If you're working on a car, or if you want to start working on this field and you want to start working on a retail store, listen to the customer, ask questions, read anything related to where you're working on, because that will take you a long way. You know, I'm a very curious person, so everybody here knows most of the meetings that is you have a question, maybe, but I mean, you know, it's a very fun, in my case, field, because you see every day a new law, or the industry starts changing from, you know, gas diesel vehicles to now hybrid vehicle to ICE vehicle to an, you know, EV vehicle, and
Yep.
it's so fast paced that you know, you need to continue learn what it's out there, because maybe you're not working on, you know, on this field,
Right.
but you own a car. So those are things that are essential.
Yep. Well, and again, you hit the nail on the head there. You're not working on that right now, but you might be in another year or another 2 years, or you need to understand how that stuff is evolving. That helps you in your day-to-day decisions with the product stuff too, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's a It's, I try to keep up to date with what it's out there, what Ford came out with, or
It's hard to
Rivian,
do, right? Because
or yeah.
even myself, I try to do that, but still people are like, hey, this is a, I've got a BMW XJ, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I have no idea. What is that?
No, yeah. The earlier today, I had two of my colleagues were debating on what's the difference from a chamfer case to a four-wheel drive actuator. So I was like aching to jump into the conversation, and be like, I know what's the difference. I know what's the difference. So it's, those things, help the team, not only me, but now that I can help them find answers by my, learning from the past,
Your
in my
knowledge.
mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And so you kind of tipped on us a little bit, but who do you interact with inside the company, in what capacity? I think you kind of mentioned some engineers or other salespeople or share with the audience a little bit about, who you
Oof.
typically communicate
I think everybody listening here had
with.
at some point interact with a PM. Because I mean, sometimes in a day interact with people from the Mexico facility. I get email all the time and conversation that is a week long from China facility, from Virginia, and the, like you said, the engineering department, the IT department, pricing, the catalog department, the marketing, and as a product manager, we have to be involved at some point with every part that we are, every part in within our responsibility lines, because there are some decisions that we need to make and explain to them what it, where should it be, or it can be inventory questions, it can be customers questions, it can be, marketing, cataloging, anything. Sometimes we help develop programs and we are involved, not necessarily with a part, but with a program that will help the company. So we interact with, I would say, 98% of the company.
Good, good. No, I've often said that to Patrick Soucy about just how important the product team is, and it all starts there, right? And we need the product in the box, and you guys put the finger on the button to make that happen. So.
We
Good.
are a very active team.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the listeners by now are saying, her accent doesn't sound like she's from New York or
I have an
something
accent? I didn't hear
like that. No different than my West Michigan accent here, I guess.
the
But
accent.
so tell the audience a little bit about your story. I have the benefit of having heard it, and we share common passion for your homeland. And, So tell the audience a little bit about your story, where you grew up, your
Sure.
history, et cetera.
Sure. So as you can hear, I have an accent that came from Dominican Republic. So I was born over there in a city called Sosúa, which is in the northern side of the Dominican Republic. So my parents came to New Jersey back in 2000, and then 3 years later, in 2003, I came. So I'm the number three out of five siblings. So, yeah, it's a big, small family, or maybe you will say, but I was the first one to have a job, which is, out of the three number, I mean, out of the five, number three. Yeah, my first job was cleaning shoes at when I was eight.
No kidding.
Nothing automotive, but it was, the beginning of like, okay, I would like to make some money.
Well, exactly. You're a driven person, right? You took that initiative at a young age. So when mom and dad came to New Jersey, you stayed with other family members then in Sisseua.
So I stayed over there for 3 years with my aunt and my uncle, and then Since we were five siblings, the process then was different than it is now. So to wait for the green card, it was not all together. So it was two by two by two. So I was on the third and the last round. So it was first my older sister, then my older brother, and then on 2003, the last three sisters, which it was me and my other sisters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've been in New Jersey, New York area then twice?
Yeah, so I've been, yeah, living in the northern area between Weehawken and New Year's and Union City. I have two children, a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, they go to Union City schools.
Okay.
And yeah, they're doing very good over there.
And what age are they now?
So my daughter, she's 14, and my son, Adrian, he's 10.
Okay. Fun agent, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A gamer and a TikToker.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. And it's, you're about to, despite how intelligent you are, you're about to lose some intelligence, right?
They're testing my intelligence. Not lose it. They're testing my intelligence.
I've got a couple teenagers and a 21-year-old myself. I'm still the dumbest person I've ever met.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but no, they're good kids. Sometimes it can get tough, but academically, they're very good. That makes me very proud.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And have they been back to the DR to...
Oh, they've been begging me. I used to go before COVID every year. And after the last time I went, actually it was last year, 2023. But this year, I don't think I'm growing. Maybe next year. Okay. Yeah.
So to get to the north side, where do you typically fly into? You fly into San Domingo then and travel throughout the country then, or?
Oh, no. I fly directly to the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 10 minutes away from my house.
Oh, I'm guessing from New York, it's probably even a direct flight, right?
Correct. Yeah, 3 hours, you know, easy flight. And then take me about 20 minutes. If the system is down at the airport, then it will take me 2 hours. But being from the airport to my home, it's 10 minutes. It's lovely. You know, that's lovely. Yeah, it's different from going to Punta Cana where it takes way longer to go to a hotel from the airport. But both places are beautiful.
Yes. Well, it's, there's not a lot of snow there, so that's a good start.
Definitely not, but there's hurricanes right now going on.
Yeah, for sure. So that had to be a little bit of a culture shock for you, though, coming in and seeing the cold weather, some of that.
Yeah. It was a transition that took me, I would say, 3 years to accept.
Okay.
I have to adapt and I have to move on.
I like that word. You accepted it. It doesn't mean you like it.
No, I did it. I hope one day I can retire in my country.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's it. So when it comes to music, what type of music or what artists are you currently listening to?
Oh, boy. Well, definitely my ride from work to home or home to work, it's not the best vibe, I would say. It's a roller coaster. I can start with heavy metal.
Did you pump up ready to go home or
ready to come to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, so I put some System of the Down, some taxi, right. You know, Taxi ad. Yeah. Then I can follow with some Kendrick Lamar, and then it can go to Andrea Bocelli or Vivaldi, and then from there I go to Eminem, and then some reggaeton, and then I go to some rock, AC/DC, My Chemical Romance, Evanescence, who else? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very diverse.
Yes, my wife looks through my playlist and just can't believe myself. Genres and stuff. Like, I can't believe listening to this or that, you know?
Yeah. But sure, but it's fun.
And you spend some time in traffic, right? So you get some opportunities to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, my 9 miles sometimes turns in 2 hours. but I'm not bored.
No, that's for sure. Awesome. Good, good. So it sounds like you really enjoy the role you're in today, but is there any other ones you look at and go, wow, this could be kind of cool inside or even outside of our company? I've always wanted to have a hot dog stand in Times Square or something like that.
I would like to have a fishing boat.
Right.
No. So I love fishing, but I actually like after SMP, maybe I would like to have workshops to go to high schools and teach seniors or juniors how to do basic maintenance on vehicles, because a lot of teenagers don't know what is an oil cap, what is this cap for? This is not antifreeze, this is for windshield washer fluid, or this type of oil is supposed to be. So I would like to do some like workshops in different high school to teach them how to do basic maintenance and emergency situations, what to do. But my dream is one day invent a automotive part, like a sensor. I mean,
Okay.
I do have the idea, not a prototype, but I do have the idea. So hopefully Tesla or some of those companies do not read my mind. But yeah, those are my
Awesome.
dreams. Yes.
Well, as far as the workshop one, I can help you achieve that dream. We always do stuff with like a ladies' car care night or
Oh,
work
nice.
with schools and stuff like that. So I might just follow up with you in your spare time, and we'll put
I
some
would
stuff
love to
together.
do that. Yes.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Good, good. Any personal goals or achievements you're working on that you'd be willing to share at the moment?
Well, my achievements are my kids. Those are my greatest achievements. I would say I'm so proud of them. Academically, they are excelling so well. My daughter was accepted in a prestigious school, a STEM school, and she was very happy. Today I took her to a training for volleyball. She's trying out for the volleyball team.
Awesome.
So yeah, those are my achievements right now. My focus is on help my kids to be independently and respectful and grown kids. That's,
Awesome. Awesome. And as a member of society, I thank you for that. I'm
yeah.
guessing you're probably going to be pretty successful at this because of who you are and the role model you set for your kids, right? So
Yes. That's,
that's
yeah, for now, those are my goals and my greatest achievement. And so far, I think I'm going in the right direction.
awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. So,
Thank you. Thank you.
well, just like that, our time is kind of wrapping up here. So do you have any final words of wisdom to share to our audience here?
Final words of wisdom. Well, I mean, I would say be passionate about whatever you do. Make the best out of yourself by doing it in a positive way that will not only impact you or but also your family, your job, your school, your hobbies, anything that you are investing your time. Don't be afraid to fail. And that's my motto. Always tell my kids, don't be afraid to fail. Keep trying. If you fail again, you learn not to do that again. But don't look around, compare to others, or compare yourself with others. Just be passionate about what you do, work hard, and take pride in the positive impact that you contribute to yourself and to others.
Awesome. Awesome. Can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
All right.
Well, Arisa, it's been a pleasure having you on here with me. And thanks for sharing your story here for the rest of the people in the company to hear. And I look forward to seeing some great products come from your desk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
SMP Stories.